Welcome to our pre-show for the 19th of whatever it is, July. July. You know, I was thinking about myself. I was reading about the Who. I was reading about the Who concert in 1979 in Cincinnati. There was a rush to two open doors. It was at Riverfront Stadium, and the young people rushed the doors, and nine people wind up dying that night from asphyxiation. It's a typical, I shouldn't say typical rock concert stampede, because of all the rock concerts that have been down to the years, they're, you know, it's not exactly a law that says people get trampled to death. But the Who concert was famous in that it was, I guess it was in middle America and all that good shit. And why is this so unbalanced, man? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Because, you know, it happened. I was, at the time, I was 27 years old. I was working at K-West in Los Angeles. It happened December 3rd of 1979. I remember very vividly the news that came, you know, to us that people had died in this rush to get into these. And I remember being angry because the first thing these motherfuckers wanted to do was sue the band and sue the management. And I thought, hold up for a minute, man. You got a venue that is, they were supposed to open the doors at 3, they didn't. They were supposed to open the doors then at 5, they didn't. They were supposed to open the motherfucking doors at 7:15. What they did do, they opened two fucking doors. Two fucking doors they opened at 3 o'clock, and it was the same two doors at 5 o'clock. And then there was either a sound check. I don't think it was a sound check. I think it was they were playing, as many concerts will, music over the PA. And the PA music they were playing was Quadrophenia. So you heard the Who faintly outside as these kids are waiting to get in. And they're thinking the band started fucking playing. So they're rushing to get in. And they wind up stampeding these doors and trampling people, and nine people die. I thought that was very typical, you know, to say, well, it's rock and roll, so let's blame them, because that's evil, that's shit, you know, it must be their fault. Somehow along the line, no, it wasn't their fault. No, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault at all. If you'd opened up enough goddamn doors, people would have been able to get in. That's pretty simple. That's not brain surgery. That doesn't mean you got to consult with the motherfucking band. You don't have to consult with their management. So that was 45 years ago, man, when the Who played Cincinnati and people died, man, in that stampede. The reason why I thought of it is because on the show, one of the recent shows we did, we make a reference to, no, this isn't the Who concert, and I immediately thought, who the fuck knows, do they even know what the fuck it is I'm talking about? I don't think so. You know, most of the audience probably didn't and doesn't, but that's what I was referencing. It was the 1970, look it up, it's called the Who, I think it's on Wikipedia, you can find it, the Who disaster, the Who concert disaster of Cincinnati. Everybody that lost their lives that night were young people, obviously, you know, and I think the oldest one was 26, 27 years old. And I just thought that the one thing I blame the Who for is they left, they went on with with their tour, and I think they should have stuck around and maybe at least interacted or interfaced with the families of the fans, or, you know, somehow done a little bit of consoling, you know, but I don't know, man. All right, so we got Mr. Flanagan?
Right, my Flanagan, Mr. Henry.
You're called Mike Flanagan?
Yeah, he's changed his name.
I haven't changed my name.
Well, you've made it easier for people to...
Yes, I've made it easier for people to... because there's a number of Miles Flanagans around.
That's it. There's a lot of Miles Flanagans.
Right, so I'm using the word Mike.
How do you spell that?
I spell it M-I, so it's not M-Y. People get...
Yeah, but he's thinking Mike Flanagan, like you have a Flanagan that's all yours.
Right. Well, in a lot of ways, I do have a Flanagan that's all mine. It's my name.
Okay, so we have Mike Flanagan talking at Harvey Wireman. You there, Harvey?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here. Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Now, where is Harvey? Is he in the bathtub? Undertaker, Undertaker, please drive that wagon slow. 'Cause that body that you're hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? All right, enough of that shit. I get you. Okay. Wait. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay.
Oh, this is my flat. Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. I've got. Here it is.